The Notorious LMG Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. If you're new to this podcast, please don't forget to like and subscribe. And if you're already a frequent listener, just keep on listening and enjoying. Today's podcast is definitely not bland. Today, we are getting in touch with our true Disney side and doing it down in New Orleans. That's right, folks. Today's podcast is based on the classic 2009 film, The Princess and the Frog. I'll be interviewing the characters and digging a little deeper into their personalities. The first person we will start with today is Louise, a fun, jazz-loving alligator. All Louise wants to do is play his trumpet, jamming with the big boys. Welcome, Louise.
Hey, y'all. Louise is in the house.
Thank you for that. That was beautiful. You are a very personable person.
I know, right?
Louise, you have a very spirit. Well, let's jump into this interview. So, Louise, love being an alligator.
Excuse me. No. Who told you that nauseating fallacy? Anytime I get a chance, I beg to Mama Odie to make me a human. These hard times have turned me into a mannequin. I want fingers and toes and a belly button. Not the kind that sticks out, but the one that goes in.
I completely understand. Now to test out your jazz abilities, I have a game for you.
Are you serious? This ain't a ruse or something, right?
Nope, definitely not. Let me tell you the rules of the game. I'm going to play a famous trumpet solo, and it's your job to tell me what the song's called. Get it?
Got it.
Good, okay, I'm gonna start. Okay, what was that?
I know that one. It's Cat Henderson.
Correct. You sure do know your stuff. Thank you so much, Louise, for coming on this podcast.
Thank you for having me. Well, now I have to scoot. I got a meeting with the blind voodoo lady who lives in a boat and a tree and the...
Bye, you. The next guest in our podcast is a lovesick firefly who's always talking about Evangeline. Please welcome Ray to the podcast. Hi, Ray. How are you doing today? You're looking like a beautiful firecracker.
I ain't no firecracker. I just got my big butt glowing. That's right. The woman like a man with a big back porch.
I'm sorry. The woman like a man with a big back porch?
That's right.
So, Ray, tell me about Evangeline.
Evangeline lights up the sky. She never falters to love me. Evangeline is a beautiful firefly that keeps me hopeful.
Absolutely beautiful, Ray. So, Ray, we saw how you tried to save Tiana when Dr. Facilier had cornered her. Tell me what was going through your mind at that moment.
I knew that this was an imperative situation, and I needed to help. I looked at Evangeline and mustered up my courage. I took my big old butt and bashed that voodoo man.
You have gallantry. So I had an idea. In your beautiful song, Ma Belle Evangeline, you had different French words. Do you think you could teach our listeners some French?
I would be delighted. Ma Belle in French means my beautiful. Repeat after me, Ma Belle.
Ma Belle.
In my song, I say, J'adore, je t'aime. This means, I adore, I love you. Repeat after me, J'adore, je t'aime.
J'adore, je t'aime.
Good.
Thank you so much, Ray, for teaching us French and giving us a true depiction of Evangeline. Bye, Ray. Tell Evangeline I said hi.
Will do. Bye, Leah.
I got voodoo, I got voodoo, I got things I ain't even tried. And I got friends on the other side.
That's right, everyone. The Shadow Man is approaching. Please welcome Dr. Facilier. Hello and welcome, Dr. Facilier. I heard you talking outside. Who was that?
Well, I've got friends on the other side.
You look like you're about to do something really bad.
Don't disrespect me, little girl.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, let's continue. So, Dr. Facilier, what exactly was your evil plan when you turned Prince Naveen into a frog?
I devised a plan to turn Naveen into a frog and send it away to the bayou forever. Then I used Lawrence as a decoy. Then I could get Charlotte's fortune and kill Big Daddy La Bouffette. Of course, with the help of my shadow friends, Lawrence was the key to getting us the green.
Speaking of Lawrence, let's bring him in. Lawrence! Where's Lawrence?
He's loitering around the parking lot. Christine, get Lawrence and bring him in. Thank you.
Silly man. I should have turned him into a frog and sent him to the bayou.
Finally, we welcome Lawrence's belated arrival.
Hi, how nice to see you, Doctor.
How awful it is to see you too, Lawrence.
So, Lawrence, tell me why you felt the need to betray Prince Naveen.
I was tired of being pushed around and belittled. I was ready to start a new life, and Dr. Facilier told me I would be royalty. So I followed his directions in hope of starting fresh.
Blah, 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 blah. Those are not veritable answers. You are vexing me, Lawrence.
You've got to admit, Dr. Facilier, you're pretty persuasive, and you have an easy way of tricking people into doing what you want.
Isn't it a beautiful gift?
No, not really.
Don't disrespect me, you little man. This is my world now, not yours.
Sorry, Doctor. We don't have time to go into a song.
I never get what I want.
Is that a voodoo doll of me?
Yes.
Did you just deface the doll? Okay, it's definitely time for you to go. Thank you so much, Dr. Facilier and Lawrence, for being on this podcast.
The next guest is the Queen of Voodoo. She's a 197-year-old blind lady. Please welcome Mama Odie. So, Mama Odie, how's life?
You know, it's good, girl. You want some candy?
No, thanks. I'm good. Mama Odie, you are known for your wisdom and infinite voodoo power. Can you give us some advice?
Sure, honey. When you find out who you are, you'll find out just what you need.
Wow.
Yeah, come here, Juju. Give Mama a kiss.
So, Mama Odie, tell us your thoughts on the Shadow Man.
The Shadow Man is evil, I tell ya. Y'all better not go looking for him or messing with his powers. We are quick to vilify the Shadow Man, but you never know what's going on behind closed doors.
I 100% agree with you on that. We had him on the podcast not too long ago.
Hey, Sugar, can I tell you something?
Sure. Anything, Mom Odie.
Remember, Leah? Blue skies and sunshine, guaranteed.
Thank you, Mama Odie.
Don't go anywhere. Please wait 1 minute to hear a word from our sponsors.
Why Arby's roast beef? Because they're not about pre-sliced meats in no wax paper like you know who. They're about oven roasted, freshly sliced, peeled high sandwich blitz, the roast beef sandwich. Delve your neighborhood for an Arby's. Arby's. We have the meats.
Now back to our podcast. Next up on our podcast are a father and daughter duo straight from New Orleans, Big Daddy and Charlotte. Hi, Big Daddy. Hi, Charlotte. How are you two doing? You guys seem very pert today.
I'm doing well. I've really been enjoying Tiana's.
Put a sock in it, Big Daddy. It's my turn to speak. Well, I've been doing well, and so has Tia. Honey, she's got a beautiful restaurant. Big Daddy here can't stop eating her beignets.
Like Tiana told me. The key to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Well, it shows that both of you are very fond of Tiana. Can you both tell us some experiences you have had with her?
Well, it seems like yesterday, Tia and I were little girls dreaming our fairy tale dreams. Those days, I went to kiss 100 frogs to make my prince charming. Honey, Tia's always dreamed of a restaurant, and now she's got it. She's got cooks, a band, vendors, and of course, great food. Tell her about the food, Big Daddy. Tell her!
Well, she's got gumbo, beignets, shrimp.
She's got gumbo, beignets, shrimp, and grits, and even more. Big Daddy, your responses are very curt.
Thank you, Lottie and Big Daddy, so much for coming on this podcast.
Charlotte, do you have any money for me to go down to Tiana's restaurant and buy some beignets?
Cool, Big Daddy.
The next guest is the best seamstress in all of New Orleans and also happens to be Tiana's mother. Please welcome Eudora. Hi, Eudora.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I brought you to the podcast to test your knowledge on your daughter. I'll ask you a question. Okay, let's start. What is Tiana's favorite color?
Easy. It's green.
Correct. Like... Number two, what is Tiana's favorite food?
Her daddy's gumbo.
Correct. Oh my goodness. You really know her. One more.
What is Tiana's restaurant called?
Tiana's Place.
Dang, you really know your daughter.
Yes, I do. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I have saved the best guests for last. The next guests on our podcast are New Orleans royalty. Please welcome Princess Tiana and Prince Naveen. Hello, you two.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
I'm good. Let's jump into this. So, Tiana, my first question is for you. What is the most popular dish at your restaurant?
I would say the most popular dish people enjoy is my daddy's gumbo. It's tangy and creamy. And if you put two licks of Tabasco sauce, it's the bee's knees. I can't pronounce that. I'm sorry.
Her gumbo is definitely my favorite dish. I'm a voracious person.
Thanks, Naveed.
Can you guys tell me about frog life and how you felt being a frog?
At first, I was really scared, but you learned to live with it.
I 100% agree, honey. When I first turned into a frog, I was slimy and had it all over my body. I had to adapt to frog life.
Fal di faldonza. It is not slimes, it's mucus.
Okay, I get it.
Tiana, can you give us the recipe for your beignets?
Sure, but it's long, so I will have to give it to you after the podcast.
Sounds good. So tell me, Tiana, why was it your goal to have a restaurant, and how did you achieve it?
Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted my own restaurant. My daddy told me to wish upon an evening star. He told me the star would take me part of the way, and hard work would take me the rest. So that's just what I did, y'all. I worked hard at a restaurant for years. I saved up my money to buy my restaurant, and I finally did.
That's a great and powerful story. Prince Naveen, can you tell us your life before coming to New Orleans?
Certainly. I was born in Maldonia, and I'm the eldest prince of Maldonia. Before I came to New Orleans, I was waited on hand and foot. I had people to cook and clean for me. In the Bayou, I had to rely on myself. I was lucky Tiana taught me how to work myself, or I definitely wouldn't have survived.
You guys are really something. What is one thing you guys learned from this experience?
You gotta dig a little deeper. Find out who you are.
Thank you so much for coming on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
Abby Naza.
Unfortunately, this concludes our podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe to LMG Podcast. Keep wishing on that evening star and digging a little deeper. Thank you and see you next week.